Because the word fat is associated with being overweight, many people go overboard and think that all fats are bad. But that's far from the case. Some fats are necessary and some fats are amazingly good for you. I'm Dr. Nanda. I created the Integrative Health Program at Mass General Hospital, and I'm the founder of Sage Tonic, an innovative and natural treatment toolbox. Welcome to this episode of Spartan Health. A source of some of these amazing fats is coconut oil. These good fats are medium-chain fatty acids, or MCFAs. They are caprylic acid, lauric acid, and capric acid. One of the amazing things about these fatty acids is that they are much more easily converted into energy than many other fats. Well, how much more easily? While most fats go through a process that literally entails 26 steps, and don't worry, I'm not going to go through those with you, in order to be converted into energy, the medium-chain fatty acids, or MCFAs, require only 3 steps. Because they're smaller than long-chain fatty acids, they're relatively easy to digest. And because they're processed by the liver, they become energy immediately after the liver does its job with them. All the potential benefits of coconut oil are way too long to cover in this podcast, so look up our references and links that we provide in our scripts at the end of the show or at the end of the video, and you can really learn more and dig in deeper. And all those links are live. It'll take you directly to the research articles. So let's start with 4 promising outcomes of integrating coconut oil into your diet. Number 1, it can contribute to preventing heart disease and high blood pressure. Coconut oil is full of natural saturated fats. This not only increases the amount of good cholesterol in your bloodstream, but it also actually helps to convert bad cholesterol into good cholesterol. Number 2, it can help brain function. When MCFAs are processed through the liver, a byproduct of this process are ketones. Ketones are an alternative form of energy that your tissues and muscles can use for fuel. When your body doesn't produce enough insulin to turn glucose into energy, the body can use ketones instead. This has great potential implications for brain health, and here's an example. The brains of people suffering from Alzheimer's disease have generally lost the ability to create insulin. Ketones can step in and provide another source of energy to maintain brain health. Number 3, it can contribute to cancer prevention. Tumors use sugar to grow, but tumor cells are unable to derive energy from ketones. Producing more ketones through the consumption of coconut oil gives the body the energy it needs for its healthy cells, while simultaneously depriving energy from cancer cells. It's pretty amazing. Number 4, it can help you lose abdominal fat. One study of 40 women with abdominal obesity found that they lost considerable amounts of fat after taking daily supplements of only 2 tablespoons of coconut oil for 12 weeks. So keep in mind, the research on the benefits of coconut oil are still ongoing, and it also has a lot of calories per ounce, so do use it in moderation and not in excessive amounts. One of the easiest ways to integrate it into your diet would be to replace your standard cooking oils with coconut oil. But keep in mind, coconut oil isn't the best choice for high temperature cooking, and that's cooking above 350 degrees. Other than that, it's great tasting. So what have you got to lose except some body fat? Thanks for listening to Spartan Health. I'm Dr. Nada, and I'm here every Sunday as part of our Spartan Up podcast family. Spartan Up has new episodes almost every day of the week. We give you tips, information, and tools to help you stay on track. We have interviews with inspiring high achievers every Tuesday with Joe and his team. And other days, we cover topics that help with mindset, athletics, and leadership. At Spartan, we're here for you. We're your partner in resilience training for mind, body, and spirit.